To go to churches.
If they could only fly around Pride, like if we could, like,
just pick them out of the air.
Yeah. And just be like, hey, I'd probably carry, like, one of those safari rifles with me and a safari hat just all the time. Shoot them out of the sky and eat them. Put some hot sauce on them.
What would you call your own chicken chain?
I don't know. That's.
I would call it ghetto bird. Well, you could drive through and get a drive-by at the same time.
Oh.
can I get that drive-by meal to go?
This is episode 76, people.
How you all doing?
76. It's Ricky.
And Ryan.
And Herbalicious. Ace needs, to the E. To the, yeah, go ahead.
Who needs to stop typing?
I'm sorry, is it that loud?
No typing. What is that?
That sounded I typed really hard.
Oh, well, that's time to stop that, too.
Okay.
Violent typist.
You're, like, going to be... I'm going to take all your audio out.
Ooh.
That would be a mute. Very confusing conversation.
I can be the foul monkey's mime.
You know what's weird is that I can't hear you speaking, so I really don't know what the hell you're saying.
Me? You can't hear me
speaking?
Yeah,
Ryan, I can't hear
you. Like, you can't just hear me when we're in the room?
That's weird. I mean, I can hear you that way, but it's harder for me to understand you. And I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, there are just a lot of mumbles and garbles over here. I'm just like, hey,
hold on for a second. Let me check something. Isn't it weird? Like, we're kind of like, I don't know. It sounds like we're
hearing each other through regular talking. You're living too much in a digital world, Ricky. I can't understand. So I don't hear you through headphones? I don't get it. I don't get it. It's
what are you guys talking about?
Because we have our headphones on so we can hear you, but we can't hear each other talking because it's muffled.
Through, like,
why don't you just put one headphone, like, muff on one ear and leave the other one off the ear like I do?
Because that's not, like, professional.
I do.
Yes, it is.
We look stupid.
How do you think DJs do it?
You look like a badass, like shit. Like,
we look stupid.
Shit. Boom, boom, boom,
no, I need somebody to come set this shit up. Brian, you don't know anything about this crap?
No, I don't. I'm,
I need to fly down there and
do stuff
it.
In, but,
like, yeah, for real. You just need to fly over tomorrow and do
plugging
it.
Plugging stuff in, really? Or?
Oh, I'll fly over tomorrow and do it. I don't know about the audio equipment. But.
Is Herb going to fly over here and plug stuff in?
Yeah. Just work it like a DJ. Just have, like, one muff off the ear so you can hear each other, and then the other one turn up louder so that you can hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm okay, I guess. Damn. Shit. I can't get shit right. I have all this expensive shit, and I can't get it working. I'm a loser.
Just no like argument. Ryan. I'm just joking.
Oh. Dang, there was crickets there. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for. Yeah.
So, what's up, Ryan?
Not much.
What have you been up
what's
to?
What's going on?
World of Warcraft. That's what it's been up
Warcraft,
with.
World of Warcraft, Burning Crusade.
You know you're a big dork when you call in to work because you're playing War of Warcraft.
Yeah.
No. When you call in to work because you're playing WoW, you have to use the lingo, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's the language? WoW?
Yeah. WoW. But not just any WoW. Not just any WoW. Capital W, lowercase O, capital W.
So it's like, what? Ow!
What? Ow!
Yeah.
Wow. Like James Brown, man.
So wow! You have, like, all these dorky friends that, like, real life friends, yeah. Or?
No, they're all digital. Don't even talk to me.
Like
don't,
mine.
Yeah, except for mine look like goofy things, like people in plate mail armor and big cow-looking thing.
Right, and Ricky's look like naked guys with dildos up their ass.
Yeah. See, we just live in different worlds of Warcraft.
There's not dildos up their ass, there's dildos in their mouths, or dicks in their mouths.
Oh, there you go. So did you...
It's the little differences.
Did we get the chicken on there? Did we get that whole combo?
Well, we got up to that they're good for shit and eating. I think that's
and about get, it. And ghetto bird and all that? And
oh,
ghetto bird.
You know what I found out?
What?
Penguins don't have sphincter muscles. So
oh,
it would suck
no
to have
gay
a,
sex.
No, it would suck to have a penguin because it would just shit everywhere.
Do so any birds like, have sphincter?
No, they don't. Like
so, it's like none of March them. Of the Diarrhea.
Like, yeah, pretty much. They just shit where they walk. Like they walk around shitting. So
just
you
march
much
of
have
the...
to have like a whole room devoted to your penguin if you want a penguin.
March of the X-Lax? Or...
No, like where I work, there's all these retention ponds. You know, because that's how Florida helps the ecosystem is they tear down one. They tear down one natural water system,
yeah.
And then they put one up that's trapped with tire grease and all that crap.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's these huge birds, and they shit all over our cars. So I have this huge... Because
they're like mutant, like X-Men birds that don't really belong there. They just happen to drink too much of that whiskey water or whatever the fuck
right?
is in there.
Right, that's crazy. And the otters there...
That's what we call south water.
South that's water.
We, that's what we call clean.
That Dr.
If it
Pepper
ain't brown,
real clean.
If it ain't brown, it ain't clean.
It's got to be moonshine, or else I can't drink nothing. So true.
But yeah, there's this huge. You'll have to go out when you see my car. You'll have to look and look at the back window. It goes from the top all the way down to the bottom of
just
the car.
All the way down to the
just
bottom.
Bird shit.
That's gross.
Bottoms.
You should just go out there with like a pellet gun or something. Start shooting birds in the parking lot.
Well, the alligators ate half of them, and then they were the alligators.
And the people that tried to kill
and
birds.
And actually, the birds that were there were actually the ones they removed from the lake around the library because, you know, they were building ramps for them so they could walk up the ramps easier that they spent $1 million on.
Birds.
Yeah, well, they sent them over to our pond.
Wait, whoa. They built ramps for birds?
Yeah, they built ramps coming out of the lake so they could get up easier out of the...
Yeah,
are you sure that's not like a boat ramp?
They don't
no,
have the gift of
it's
life.
In the middle of the city. You know the lake that we went to? Not the one with the stone walls around it, but the other one we saw?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that lake called?
Which one?
Not Lake Mirror, the one where the library is. Lake Morton.
Yeah.
Well, they did all this excavation around the lake, and then they made these ramps for the ducks and geese to get up easier. Or not geese, but...
Aaron?
No, swans.
Yeah.
And they made them so they can get up out of the water easier so they don't have to fly.
That is bullshit.
$1 million.
Yeah, we like to invest in, you know, things that help.
And they people. Also pay for people to go out and feed the swans.
They pay for that? What do you mean?
Like
they have
they
like
use
fucking
our
vending
tax,
machines?
No, they use our tax dollars and they send employees out there to feed the swans.
Oh, I thought you meant they had like those little
turn, like bush gardens.
Yeah, those little turnstile vending machines with birds eating them. That all you have to do is turn like halfway and just shake the shit out of it, and you'll get like the whole thing. Because it's not like perfectly shaped like candy is, so it's like they can't.
Yeah, they just fall through.
It's like pellets.
Yeah, just fall. All you have to do is shake it, and you get like half the fucking container. That flamingo was like all over me. I swear.
I'm sure he was.
Uh-huh.
And when you say flamingo, you mean a man.
I mean bear? Well, he was all over me, too. That's because I was eating honey. But
yeah. Oh, you know what, Ryan? You never supplied us with the photo to put on the website of your ass.
Ah!
Who's typing? Who's typing?
Huh?
I hear you typing.
Uh-oh.
People bitch about typing on the show.
There's
no typing.
Mouse clicking. I definitely
well, see, I'm trying to look up something that I was going to talk about on the show, but I guess I'll just have to tell the story because I don't remember.
Yeah, I guess you will because you're supposed to do that before the show starts.
Hey there.
Ryan has a story. He's pulling it out of his pants.
Is it a hairy
it's a
story?
Long story.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's long and hairy.
I don't even want to know. Actually, no, you're pretty cute, man. I thought you should know.
See? Thank you.
I don't think I ever told you. You are pretty cute.
You make him blush.
I'm sure you have hair like more than my friend AJ that came on the show a couple weeks ago because he's like a beast. But you're like a beast and a half.
Oh, he has a whole lot more.
I should
try anyone that has a beard friend on their MySpace page, They're pretty fucking hairy.
Yeah, that's my beard.
Did you see the comment I left for you on your page?
No,
that was funny shit.
Oh, I go, it's pretty sad that you place your beard before your girlfriend on your MySpace.
Oh, yeah, I told her. I was like, bitch, the beard comes first.
Yeah, but dude, it's like attached to him, and she's only attached to him some of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And this beard's been with me since I was 17 years old.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
This is a story that was actually given to me by Fur.
Okay.
Because at work now we can talk on AOL.
Shut up, for
yes.
real?
Yeah, we can talk on AOL now. It's awesome.
No way.
Yes.
You have AOL Instant Messenger now?
No. It's through their LCS system. You can talk to Yahoo, MSN, and AOL.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Man, but I should have stayed there.
She sent me this story.
That would have been all day.
It's not usually news when a police officer writes a ticket, unless it's the chief and he gives the ticket to himself. Village of, I don't know how to pronounce that, Kewaskum, it's in Wisconsin. Police Chief Richard Nobel said he was driving to work when he became distracted by a truck stopping on one side of the street. He said he didn't see a school bus with its lights flashing and a stop sign out of the other side of the four-lane road. The chief said he didn't know he had passed the stopped bus until it was too late. When he realized what he had done, he issued himself a $235 ticket. When we get someone for not stopping for a flashing school bus, we give them a citation. So I shouldn't be any different, so I did. Not only did the chief have to pay a hefty fine, he gave himself a 4-point penalty on his license.
Okay, see, that's just retarded.
That's honorable. No, that's honorable.
So what did he accomplish there?
He's honor. He's saying that he's not above the law. That's good. More police should have that attitude.
Yeah, but dude, the whole thing with parking, like, there's like the law, and then there's parking tickets and parking violations and moving violations.
I understand.
There's two different things, to me at least. So to me, those things are just to like teach somebody that they shouldn't do this, not because it's something that's like a really important thing. Like, you know, if you park,
you could hit a bus. You could hit a kid. You know, like.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids are...
You know, traffic and stuff is, like, different depending on where you go, though. Like, here, an ambulance can be across on the other side of the road between a fucking, you know, 20-foot median full of grass, and people on my side of the road will stop and pull over. And it's like, what are you doing? In Miami, they have to be on your side of the road, either behind you or in front of you, or trying to push their way through traffic for you to stop. We don't care. We don't care about that shit in Miami. Here, it's like... And, dude, in Tennessee... when I went there with my ex, he was saying that people stop when, like, a hearse goes by, like, a funeral procession,
yeah,
people, like, pull over.
That's a southern thing.
I'd be like, now get the fuck out the way.
Yeah.
I got pulled over in Virginia for not pulling over for a hearse.
Shit to do. Let me ask you something. I need to know etiquette as far as, if you stop, pull over, because an ambulance is coming from behind you, you stop, pull over to let him go by you. What if you're driving faster than the ambulance? You're just regularly driving because I stopped, pulled back up, and I drive fast. And
so you pass the ambulance again?
Yeah, I
you
was
pass
like, go around him. Am I not allowed to pass him?
You're like, come on, Sunday driver, get the fuck out of the way, man.
He was
I'm dying
right,
here.
On the left, and I was just like kind of riding behind him, like I don't know if I what I should do here.
I'm thinking that if you pass it and a police officer sees you, you're going to get pulled over.
Yeah, probably. I'll be like, I thought he was going to my house, officer.
I thought it was my mama.
She's got the cancer.
The cancer.
No, you can either talk like trashy white guy or talk like ghetto black girl. Or she's like, I saw that boy, he was bleeding, I don't know what was going on, I saw that boy, that nigga was crazy, I saw bitches popping out guns and shit, I don't know what the fuck is going on, I had to follow him because I didn't know, you see, I didn't know, but I can tell you because, yeah, that's, and they just go on and on and on, that's like how it is whenever you watch the news, it's like, you know, it's so funny, and they're always like at this certain volume that like hurts, and it's like breaking the mic.
Yeah.
And they have to, like, take that little muff off, you know, or put two on. So I have a story, too.
No.
Damn!
Ryan is the guest on our show. He says what to do.
I've story.
No, I'm just kidding.
Story.
Go ahead.
Once upon
what?
A time, Herb had
him?
A story
yeah,
that was very
he's
important.
He's got stories. I
no,
love
you don't
story
Herb,
time.
You don't
story
side with
time.
The Herb.
Story time.
I tell the Herb when
it's
to go.
No.
Hey, you can't
time.
Get mad at me. You're not upset with me. You're upset with James.
story.
No talking about that, please.
All right, well, edit it out. God damn it. All right, well, don't be upset.
I'm not.
Okay, so my story. I used to live in, if you ask anybody from Florida, I used to live in Homestead, but I actually lived in Naranja, which is like Naranja, you know, orange in Spanish. And we kind of just called the whole area Homestead, just like, you know, you called the whole Phoenix area Phoenix, even though I'm really in Glendale, whatever. So I lived like about 2 miles from this really, really ghetto town called Goulds. And,
how's this
spelled? Well, actually, you know, I looked it up and it was spelled like you thought it was spelled. It's G-O-U-L-D-S.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I would think it would be.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And the Herb was like, no, it's G-H. I was like, shit, that is ghetto. if your city starts with G-H,
that's ghetto. If it starts with the word ghoul.
I don't know, dude. It's still a pretty fucking scary place either way. This is like a place where, you know how the lights flash, you know, late at night in cities, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, or in suburbs. Okay, in Goulds, they start flashing at like fucking 8:30. Because the cops and the government know you'll get robbed if you stop. They're like, oh, we're not even taking chances with this shit. We're just gonna set back the little timer on the lights and make it flash at 8:30 so that we don't have any calls, you know?
That's like the red lights on Parker Street in South Florida.
Yeah.
I wonder who the mayor of Goulds is.
I don't even... He probably got
by
shot.
Ghosts. Ghouls and ghosts.
Man. Ghouls and ghosts. That's a good video game.
Or Dracula.
Dracula. So, I think it was like early 80s, I think it was like 1983. My dad told me this story when I was a kid. So, this woman, Ghoul, like completely, I mean, entirely black. Not that that automatically makes it ghetto, but it's like ghetto on top of that.
Why
already?
Not?
I don't know. Well, it is Florida, yeah. So, this was like an area that you don't walk around, you know, during the day. Anytime you don't walk, even if the lights aren't flashing, you just, it's not a good part of town at all. So, this one night, I guess, this white lady, kind of rich white lady, was driving her sports car or whatever, and she ended up losing control of her car. I think she was drinking or something. And she crashed by this place called Green's Lounge. I think it's like a 7-Eleven now. It's like a little store.
It was
a wine
and spirits.
Yeah, it was one of those places.
Spirits! Spirits and ghouls!
Dude, I swear, people are going to listen to this and come up there and shoot you. They're going to be like, nigga, there ain't no ghosts in my motherfucking town, bitch!
I'm from Ghouls, represent!
G to the O to the U, yeah. So
to the H?
wait, hold up. They don't spell like that. So this woman crashes her car and she's like kind of out of it. She like hit her head. She's bleeding. She's hurt. And so all these people come out of like the houses and the Green's Lounge and like the neighborhood. And instead of coming over to help her, they start ripping like her pearl necklace off and like ripping like her jewelry off and pulling her watches and her rings and like stealing the stereo.
You know what?
And shit.
That's what you get for having multiple watches on. Okay.
No, but like, no, but you know.
I want to know what time it is in Japan, even though I'm not there. I imagine if I suddenly was transported there, I'd know the time. Because, you know, if I went to Japan, I wouldn't have time to set my watch.
There you go. I wouldn't have time on my 17-hour flight.
Yeah.
So this other guy, of course, white guy. I think it's kind of funny how the story works, but it's cool how it ended up. So this other guy sees what's happening, and he stops, and he like runs through the crowd and pushes everybody out of the way and goes to the car and picks her up and carries her and takes her to the car and takes her to the hospital. And fucking the president at the time, I think it was Reagan, he comes to Goulds and gives this guy a Medal of Honor for what he did because it was on the news. It was like this huge thing a ton of people saw, and that place got shut down, like, in 2 seconds.
Well, you know, like, if it was Reagan, you know, he probably didn't know what town it was anyway. And then after he got out there, he'd already forgotten anyway, so.
Right.
You know, because he was all old and shit.
But yeah, I just think that's crazy. I mean,
high
that's
on
like
Alzheimer's.
But that's like, you know, that's like something out of a movie. That's, you know, it's like a fucking sea of, like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like in those movies where they have tons of zombies and just one guy. It's like one man saves the one white lady from ghetto peril. You know, like, I don't know. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, I lived like 2 miles from that. And that was like the big story forever when I was a kid. So that's my story. Ricky, your turn.
I have a story.
Does that it involve...
This is going to be the special story episode.
I think this is going to be the sex...
The sex talk? What?
Is it a sexual story? I'm waiting for you. Oh, my story? I'm waiting for you to tell me something that happened at school. Like, oh, I'm sorry, Herb, I had some extracurricular activity today. My teacher wanted to show me how it really went down in Africa.
No, because I'd have AIDS.
Oh, shit.
Oh. I like how no one tried to dispute that fact. That's right. Excellent.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, that's, you know.
There was like two shows that we just said, Africa's full of AIDS. Everything that comes out of Africa has AIDS. And then no one even... We were, like, waiting for people to be upset.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be people flaming you and stuff like that.
I know. Nobody flamed us.
Going crazy.
Oh, dude, speaking of which, we got to talk about our voicemails. We got, like, 3 from one person, which was cool.
Yeah, and then we got one from Xavier. Should we play them? Did you listen to them?
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of them. There's too many. Play one from Shayna and play one from Xavier.
No, I want to play all of them.
Right, how many are there?
I want to feel popular. Long? 4. We had 4 in 1 week.
Are they long?
They're about a minute long. They're not too long.
We should at least play some.
Shayna, are they long and hairy?
Well, Ryan doesn't listen to the show, so right. we have to explain to him that Shayna is another podcaster that listens to our show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that shit.
They're from Pink Kink Podcast.
Wait,
Pink
Shayna?
Geek. Lala.
Oh, see, I can't do two names
you're
for
so
one
retarded.
Person. No,
especially
it's like
you've never met them in person.
It's Lala or nothing. I can't do.
Okay, well, Lala.
Okay.
She
well, now
even said
I know,
in the voicemails that it's Shayna from Pink Geeks.
Well, we'll play this thing.
All right. So the first one is going to be email. Oh, this is the one about me writing the email to all of services.
Oh yeah.
So here we go.
Oh, Ricky! It's Shayna. Oh my god. I just got out of work and I was listening to one of your old episodes and like you were talking about some email that you sent to somebody at your old work and how horrible it was or whatever and you pissed a bunch of people off. You have to read that email because I absolutely need to know what that said. Because I think that's beautiful. And trust me, I say,
beautiful.
If I could send any fucking email that I wanted, I would have some choice words for these motherfuckers, too. But, you know, I do have to pay bills, so I'm not going to tell you where I work. Anyway, thanks for being fabulous. Bye.
So, Ryan, would you like to discuss about the email that I sent out, or what?
Sure.
Yeah, I never
because
got
she doesn't
to...
know. I don't. Did I ever read it?
No.
I don't think you ever did.
And you never showed me, so I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't have... I have a copy of it somewhere.
A copy of it in my mail.
Oh. So, I don't know. Should we... I mean, basically, it just tore
up
one
just,
person.
Yeah,
there.
It was everybody else is like, thanks, it was the greatest time. I miss you guys. You know, you guys are all great. Oh, and you are like a cunt bitch from hell.
You
and
fucking
I
whore.
Hope you just suffer as demons. Pick at your bowels.
Oh my god. Send her down to Gould, she'll get robbed.
Gould!
That's where
it's
she needs
to
go. She was a bitch. I hated her. I still
wait, was
her.
That the racist bitch?
No, that was Sandy.
Oh, well, she was a bitch too. I'm like, damn, this bitch must be bad. Shit. I thought Sandy was pretty wicked.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Sandy was crazy. So then we have another email or actual call from Lala/Shayna. And this is about a back episode of Samantha and I where we were trying to come up with Oprah's friend, you know, her
Gail
friend. Yeah, well, we couldn't get that shit right, and this is what she had to say.
I knew that. I'm not obsessed with Oprah. How funny would it be if I was, though?
That would be awesome.
If I was obsessed with Oprah, if people would be like, what?
I want to be obsessed with Oprah just so I can be rich.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to get you rich, like being obsessed with her. There's probably plenty of people that are obsessed with Oprah that are.
Do you think she wants to be Gail? Do you think Lala wants to be Gail?
Oh, maybe.
She's so obsessed with
maybe,
Oprah.
Maybe she wants to, like, get it on.
I know. I wonder if she's so obsessed she'd lick her P-word.
Pussy. Wow, that was the most censored thing I've heard on the show ever.
Her pink pussy.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, it's brown until you get on the inside, right?
Oh, shit.
And I'm talking
it's
about
brown until Tom Cruise touches it.
Oh. Okay, so then she's also listening to another episode of A Back Show of Me and Samantha, and we had a question about the song Riding Dirty. What exactly does that mean?
I love how like worked up she gets about this. It's
I
really
know.
Funny.
This is pretty funny. So here we go. Well, I'll explain it afterwards.
Oh, Ricky, I cannot believe this is the second time I have to call you about the same episode. First of all, I'm at work. So that's just, you know, working out for me. I'm not even supposed to be using my phone for personal use. I'm like, let's call them. Anyway, dude, you cannot be serious about not knowing what Ride and Dirty is. Seriously, are you from another planet? Like, what the crap? Like, hello, he's saying, like, they think they're going to catch him riding dirty, like they're going to catch him with the drugs in the car. Hello. Oh, anyway, I'm going to let you guys go for now, but, whatever, just keep being weird.
I'm beginning to think not only is she obsessed with Oprah, but with me and her.
Maybe.
And the show.
Ooh. Pretty hot.
Yeah, ooh. Girls want us. Brian.
A show stalker.
Show stalker and a show. What is that song by Danity Kane that P. Diddy did? Showstopper is the name of the song.
Yeah.
Nope.
You don't know that song?
The sound of it going over my
They're like hot chicks and junk.
Oh, whatever.
You know you're into hot chicks.
Yeah, you know, I like some hot bitches.
I love how that Pussycat Dolls bitch has, like, I don't know. She just looks like a bitch. It's like.
You know who her brother is, right?
Which one? There's like eight Pussycat Dolls.
No, like the main singer. The one that looks like a bitch.
The one that has like her fucking song lyrics on the hoodie that she's wearing in her video. What the fuck is that shit?
Her,
in case she forgets.
Her brother is the guy that did that reality show Blowout. The one about the hairdressers and they were all trying to get into his salon
pants?
Or whatever. Yeah, his pants.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea.
Well, it was on like the gay channel, you know, Bravo.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, Lifetime.
Bravo. Don't they have the Celebrity Poker Showdown on there sometimes?
I don't know on Bravo.
They used to, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't that like TNT?
He's like, I don't know no Bravo.
No.
You know you watch Boy Meets Boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm always
Boy Meets Boy in the
bed. Episode of Boy Meets Boy.
And Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? Carson?
I don't know any of them. I've seriously never watched an episode of Queer Eye.
Yeah, me either. I have no idea.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Fur, I think I saw bits and pieces of one Fur was watching.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So we have one more call, and it's from Xavian.
Xavian?
He's out of North Carolina.
He sounds cute. I need to see a picture of him.
He's black and he's cute.
Is he?
He's a black boy.
Is his real name Xavian?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, we're
no,
about
it's
to find
not.
Out. No, well, we're about to. His name is Xavian, but he also has a different name. I mean,
yeah. Go ahead.
X is a good letter.
I know. Isn't X
you
like
just
the coolest
sign
initial?
Your name with an X.
I know. You could put X, bitch.
X marks.
Yeah,
the
man,
spot.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
Are you high?
It's like that letter that you know if you get. If that letter gets called on Wheel of Fortune, you know that's a fucking hard ass puzzle.
Yeah.
You can only it's either really hard or it can only be like three different words.
Or there's just somebody really
X-ray.
Dumb at the wheel.
Yeah.
Right. I think I'll go for X again.
It's already been called.
Again.
No, I want to do it again.
I really like X. Like new Extreme Mountain Dew X.
Or Ecstasy.
Or BMXXX.
I only do meth.
Or triple XXX. Oh, that's
Woo!
Six X's.
Woo!
Okay, so this is the message you left us.
Bow, monkey bitches! What's up, it's Xavian. I am driving home with another fulfilled day of pill popping. I mean, pill packing. Yeah. because you know, work at a pharmacy and all. And speaking of which, let me tell you, I got a gripe with my job.
Who works in a pharmacy?
I work in this private pharmacy, and we service long-term care facilities here in North Carolina and in Virginia. So basically, I just work in this office-type setting with all these women that sit around and just talk shit about shit all day. Like, serious.
Shit.
Probably 80% of the staff is women. And all I hear all day is conversations about Weight Watchers and Anne Rice books. And it is fucking irking the shit out of me. I mean, I can't relate. I mean, I'm gay and all, but I don't do the Weight Watchers, and I don't read fucking anime. I don't understand. Anyway, hey, it's this beautiful even now. It's supposed to be snow. That's cool. Anyway, show.
You sent me a picture. It's snowing where he lives. Show,
75 was the shiznit. I wanted to touch on some stuff. I can't remember what it was, though. Herb. Dude, my first name is, like, Stefan, which looks like Stefan, the way that it's spelled, but I don't think that I'm flaming. I don't think my name is like a flamer name, so you can take that shit and shove it, dude. And yeah. Sorry. Fucking traffic. What else? What else? Oh! So, the whole time you guys were making fun of that whole Gwen Stefani song, there's actually a really funny, song that they did to make fun of Gwen Stefani called Holla Back Boy by a band called Cobra Starship. Pretty fucking hilarious. As a matter of fact, I'm going to email it to you guys, specifically Herb. I think he'll get a kick out of it. So yeah, be looking out for that. And that's pretty much it. Sorry, I stutter so much still. It doesn't help that I'm driving in rush hour
traffic.
Yeah,
we're sorry too.
But I'm going to go home now. And
ow! Bye. See you later.
Because that's all I ever listened to.
Hey, man, absolutely. He's making us a bumper
called,
sticker, you perhaps.
Know, show rock,
so you got to keep the relations
and,
good.
Yeah. I'm going to go. You got to take it easy. Keep up the good work,
bye.
You guys.
See ya.
Rock.
Okay,
right.
Xavian.
Later.
Shit. Okay, bye. So, we were totally talking over him.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Maybe he works with all goth chicks, and
I'm
like,
well,
I wish
was thinking,
I was a vampire.
Like, it's not a problem wanna... for you to work with 80% women, right?
Here's the deal. if they're not attractive
all,
women,
folks.
It doesn't really matter. They might as well be like, bloody, 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 blah.
What if they're talking about World of Warcraft?
Then
or
I'm
WoW?
Interested. And I'm like, what? Okay, what? Or, you know, like fried chicken or something. Equally as interesting to me. Like,
well, if it's in North Carolina, there's probably a lot of black people there. North
like,
Carolina is a black people state.
Like,
yeah, I just looked up the, let me see here. I just looked up Gould's, actually. It says it's,
that
it's
is
15,
so 20 minutes ago.
Shut up. It's 15.22% white, 78.13% African American.
Wow.
And like nothing else. That's it.
Wow.
That's what I grew
not
up
even
in, folks.
Any Spanish people?
Yeah, 16%. So actually more than the whites.
Than the whites.
Yep. See, that's what I grew up in, folks. So that's why when I moved to Phoenix, it was like, oh my god! I thought there was like some gigantic egg that hatched here and white people came out or something. You know what I mean? And then they just slowly migrated to the rest of the world because there were so many white people here. It was just like, oh my god, I'd never seen so many people like me. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny that the Green's Lounge place, I just looked that up, too. It's not Green's Lounge anymore. It's Alpada Grocery Store, which is really funny because the road that it's on is called Alapada, not Alpada. So they actually misspelled the name of their store, which I know might sound, you know, you might think, hey, that's
maybe
just a typo.
Maybe it's Iconics for Alpada. Alapada.
Well, see, you might think, hey, that's just a typo on Google Earth. No, no, actually, people do misspell stuff, like actual store names all the time in Miami. It happens all the time.
Oh, you know what I heard about on the radio today, speaking of Google Earth?
What's that?
There were some kids that used weed killer to draw a giant penis in the yard of their school.
Oh, my God.
And they said there's no way for them to get rid of it.
That is
fucking
awesome.
And you can see it
awesome.
From Google Earth.
Oh,
where
man,
is this at?
I don't know. I don't know where it's at. I'm sure.
All right, listeners, look it up.
Yeah, somebody look it up, find
out,
and send it to us.
I need to just like type in giant penis on go to a place, you know?
Giant penis weed killer.
Just go into any search engine and type big penis.
and Ryan will show up.
Yeah, and then I'll be there.
Well, no. His would only show up if you add and Harry at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, I wanted to. Did you hear that Xavier and his boyfriend were trying to come up with a bumper sticker? Herb and I are trying to design it, and we're gonna send it to them, and they're gonna make us bumper stickers to put on people's cars,
which is badass.
To put on other people's cars. Oh yeah, because there's gonna be people that don't even know about Foul Monkeys. It's gonna be on their bumper.
On their car. I'll just go by, like, you know, on my break at Walmart.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. On my break at Walmart, I'll just walk by, I'll walk down the aisles of the parking lot and just start slapping bumper stickers.
That's great.
Yep. And shopping carts,
and we're
going
to have to start carrying Sharpies with us, or tell our listeners to carry Sharpies.
Dude, I used to do that all the time.
I should have.
I think you should put it in every stall at work.
I usually have a Sharpie with me.
I have one right here. I have two Sharpies right here.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is amazing.
I know.
So I can work the stalls while I'm writing on stalls?
No, not working the stalls, you slut.
We'll get done and I'll be like, remember, go to foulmonkeys.com.
Oh, gross. You'll finger paint it in your cum.
Oh, my God.
So when they come to do the black light, they'll see foulmonkeys.com.
That is dirty.
That is dirty. That's gross, actually.
That's a very...
Dude, I should get some weed killer and destroy the... I should get some weed killer and destroy the minimal farming land that we have out here in Phoenix and draw foul monkeys on a huge thing.
That's great.
See it from Google Earth.
That'd be
from
awesome.
Space.
Did any of you see Crank, that movie with the transporter guy?
No.
Jason Statham. Anyway, the entire movie, all like the scenes that they show to show where things are and like kind of like a map of, you know, the city and what's going on in the movie, they use like images from Google Earth. It's so fucking cheap. It looks like some kid made it on like a Photoshop, like the entire movie or something. It's funny.
Ooh.
Like, he'll be like, you know, I'm going to go kill that guy right now. And so they, like, zoom out real quick from wherever he was, and then they zoom into the place where the next scene in the movie is going to take place, and it's like, you can see, like, the fucking Google Earth, like, trademark on the right bottom. It's, like, so bad.
Wow.
It's horrible.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the movie kind of does have, like, a cut-and-paste kind of feel to it, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, you think they could have just, like, credited Google at the end instead of having their actual symbol on the screen? It's like that movie House of the Dead. That's, yeah, it's like that movie, you know, House of the Dead, where they have, like, images of the actual video game House of the Dead in the movie. It's like, no! Bad! But Crank is a good movie, though. It's funny shit.
Isn't that subliminal advertising?
It's overtising.
Overtising.
Yeah, it's overtising.
Overliminal.
Overliminal.
Yeah.
Like those subliminal ones for Sprite that they have now. Those are crazy.
I saw those. They're kind of stupid.
It makes me want to cut a bitch.
It makes you want to turn Mexican?
And then obey my thirst. Obey my...
thirst for blood.
I know. Obey my thirst for blood, Holmes.
Ese.
We were talking about how the cars are like ghetto here in Florida. You know, like, You know the big green Caprice? The Hulk? Yep.
Have you seen the Hulk?
Yeah.
Yes.
With the big 22s on it?
Yeah.
This is badass. I need to see this car, but it already sounds something I'd love.
I saw a truck with 24s drive by, and it was a dually.
Was it the white one? Is it white?
No, it's black. And then in the bottom left-hand corner of the rear window was a Polk County Sheriff's Department sticker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What?
No, I saw a truck. It was like a monster truck, you know, like Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was white, and it was huge. And I was like, oh, my God, that has got to be the biggest redneck in there. Mm-mm, it was a skinny black girl.
Oh, I was like, shit.
What?
She's like, I found a new way to pop caps, bitch, in my motherfucking truck. I don't need no fucking 44. I just run over them white crackers. Seriously. Dude, yeah, see, I missed that. Like, here, the ghetto cars that we have are one of two things. They're actual ghetto cars, like cars from 1978 from a company that doesn't exist anymore, like AMC. You know, the car company that, like, doesn't exist anymore. My friend actually had one of those. It was like, dude, who makes this? He's like, AMC. Dude, who? But, like the movie company? He's like, no, it was like a 70s thing. I was like,
what? From the theater.
Yeah. He went to the theater, and, yeah. Well, shit, dude. What?
And popcorn.
Dude, shit, the popcorn and the food is about as much as the car now. Damn.
Right, yeah.
But anyway,
you
it was like a...
pay for the shit anyway.
I know, but I see. I look at the price tags and then I run away, but I always look. But anyway, you know, people, ghetto cars here are like $200 cars with no mirrors and no lights and a license plate that looks like a piece of construction paper, you know, and like 15 Mexicans inside. That's a ghetto car here. Or you'll have like a really huge truck with wheels that are like fucking could run over my house, and yet it's dropped all the way to the floor with lights underneath and a really nice stereo, and some white kid is driving it with his hat to the side. And it's like, dude, where's the ghetto? Where's the cream filling? In Miami, it's like, you get Cubans who look like they're going to fucking gut you if you look at them too long. Like, 10-second limit. If you look at them too long, they're going to, like, pull out a, you know, 9 or some shit. And they have these little tiny, tiny Civics or, like, little Mitsubishis or CRXs, but then they have... like, wheels that are big, but not big like monster truck. They're, like, really wide.
Like a lawnmower. You know
yeah.
what I'm
Yeah, like a steamroller or some shit.
They have that here, too. It looks really stupid.
And it's weird. Like... yeah, yeah, and the car's, like, really low, and the wheels are really tiny, but they're really wide, so they stick out all the way. So it's like Speed Racer. You know, you could probably pop someone's tires just by driving near them if they had knives on the end of them or something.
You're going to have, like, a... chariot race.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. or like you know, if you drove close enough to the sidewalk, you could probably trip people with your wheels without actually hitting them with your car. That's how wide they are. They stick outside of the car.
Get him with
it's like
tires,
not good.
Holmes.
Yeah.
Cut him up, Essie. I got switchblade tires. Don't even make me press this button over here.
Oh shit! They're like, hey man, you see that girl? I barely even touched that shit. She got cut.
I cut you in the
my
face.
Wheel.
And you know the girls would be even worse than the guys.
Yeah. Oh shit!
They'd cut any girl that was next to them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The girls. Dude, girls are so mean to each other.
Yeah, they are.
Dude, this guy that I worked with in hardware, he says that. He was out one night driving with his wife, like, near the Walmart that I work, and this, like, girl gang came up in this old, like, Impala from the 70s, and they're like, damn. I'm gonna fucking cut you! And she pulls out a machete and gets out of the car and slices his, like, side mirror off, and so all he does, slick-ass guy, this guy's really cool, he's, like, 40-something, he used to be in the Army, he's telling me all these stories, he sounds like a really badass guy, I mean, he's really cool. All he does is... he reaches under his seat and pulls out a fucking Magnum and sticks it on the dashboard. And they're like, oh, shit! And they start to peel away. And they're like, he's got a gun! And it, like, fades off.
Did they fall in a whale?
And they ended up catching him. And she's like, I'm going to fucking look at the police report, you bitch! I'll fucking find out where you live, motherfucker! I'll kill you! I'll cut you up! And he was like, try it, bitch. I'll be ready. It's like, damn! I don't know. It was really
cool. I'll be ready.
Hold
that bitch.
I'll be ready with burritos.
We're like going out 45 minutes.
Dang.
Damn.
I know, but I have. I want to thank someone for giving us the iTunes review.
Ooh. What is that?
Brian. He left us an iTunes review. And actually, the good thing is that somebody's negative feedback fell off because I guess they stopped using iTunes. So now we only have one negative feedback.
Ooh.
So we actually have 4 stars now. We were at 4.5.
Ooh. Wait, Ryan, so Ryan, like you left one?
No.
He doesn't
Ryan, like
use
Bobo?
iTunes.
Hey, I don't.
No, Brian.
I don't go on the internet.
The guy from
Brian.
Texas. The guy from
okay.
Texas.
Okay. I thought you said Ryan like Bobo.
No. We have like, 4 listeners from... We actually had 4 listeners from Texas contact us in 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah, they love us.
Don't mess with Texas.
I know.
You know why they like us?
That's where all my exes live.
The stars at night are big and bright.
You know why they like...
hard to Texas.
You know why they like us?
Why?
Because they like it big.
What big? No, just
Texas. Oh, that was the end of my monologue. That was as far as my joke went.
Like the balls to Florida being like America's wang, you know? Like they got our shit backed up.
Yeah.
Oh, random question. Did you see this random question here?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did.
This
actually
is my You Must Choose calendar. It's called Would You Rather? And today's question is, would you rather have 17 testicles or just one testicle the size of a cantaloupe?
One, and here's why. I would like to put it on the table occasionally.
Oh, it just got a voicemail from the show.
Oh, swing.
No, I would like to put it on the table dramatically.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like stand up and be like, I quit. Boom.
Right. Or like... Dude, I do that thing at restaurants when I try to make a point. I like smack the table and all the silverware dings, you know, and you can just do that with your balls instead.
Yes.
Like, you know, I can't take this anymore. I can't handle this. I'm leaving, and boom, you know.
Just huge. It's like the fucking like A-bomb or something.
Come boom. With me, humongous.
It's the T-bomb. It's the T-bomb.
Dropping the T-bomb.
It's the B-bomb, the ball bomb.
Dude,
I wonder if it'd be hairy. Do you want it hairy or smooth?
I'd rather be hairy because then you could, you know, trim it up if need be.
Yeah, but
no, nice. but dude,
you have the options.
I would have it hairy if I had 17, but if I had one big one, I would have it hairless because, dude,
it looks like a baby's head.
Yeah, once the skin like stretches out and the hair gets all like, you know, like Christopher Lloyd.
I
it's
got
like
a baby.
Yeah, it's gross. It'd be like the miracle of life.
Draw a little face on it.
Oh, smiley face. You paste some ears on it.
Wrap it up in a blanket. And be like, yeah, that's my baby.
You give it an Adolf Hitler mustache.
Yeah, that's my baby.
All you have to do is rock it.
That would come out of that.
All you have to do is rock it up and down, and it hypnotizes people. Oh hell yeah!
That'd be like gallons.
Oh
yeah, man.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't be able to handle that.
I don't think anyone would.
I could.
you could probably become a porn star. What?
That would be gross. I wouldn't want anything like that coming close to me.
You know what?
Coming or even getting close to me
really hurt somebody.
It probably
you know,
when
could. Things are moving around a lot, you know? That's
what
like...
if you, I bet you could smother somebody with it.
Dude, you could, like, fucking bowl a 300 game with that.
No, it's cool.
You could just roll your... You can just roll your pelvis down the damn lane.
It stretches all the way to the bowling pins and retracts back.
Yeah, wouldn't it, like, sag really stuff, too?
That's a lot of extra
You'd
skin.
You'd have to build, like, a special harness for it. You
it would actually like be bigger than a cantaloupe because the skin takes up more than that, too. Right. A testabra?
Yeah, like the whole giant testabra.
But that would be weird because if you had it in your pants, it looked like you had a front butt.
No, front it would butt. Look like you had some sort of
no, no,
in your pants.
It would
you
be like a unibra.
A unibra.
Yeah.
You'd wear suspenders, but it actually goes around your balls. It's like...
like that...
It's
that,
a...
that Borat movie or whatever, that thing he's wearing. Like, oh, did you see? Yeah. You ever see the commercials for that where he's wearing that?
Where he lays out
thing?
In the sun?
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Oh
just
my
for
god!
Holding that one ball.
It'd be like a cock ring, but instead of putting it around your cock and your balls, it's all the way around your neck too.
Oh shit!
Why do you always wear those suspenders? Well, let me show you.
I'm Amish.
Exactly. Well, let
and
me show
Amish,
you. Oh,
and I have a big fucking ball. Okay.
Right. I actually had a friend who had some kind of like testicular, not cancer, but he had some fungus or something. Something grew, and it was gross. And his both his balls got like, or actually no, it was one of them. One of them was fine, and then the other one got like as big as a watermelon.
Oh, it probably
and the
got
doctors.
Twisted.
Wait, what?
It probably got twisted. That happens like if your testicle gets twisted.
Yeah,
it'll swell up like that, but you can't walk. Like it fucking hurts.
Right. So it swelled up all the way, and the doctor was, I guess it grew all this, like, fluid in it, so it wasn't, like, you know, it wasn't, like, solid, it wasn't, like, swelling, it was just, like, just all this fluid
watery.
That built up. Yeah, it was
like
gross. So the guy's, like, trying to fix it, you know, the surgeon is looking at it, and it ends up popping,
and
all the shit goes all over him.
Oh,
it was fucking...
It
Your water broke.
Your water broke.
You're having a baby.
What if he accidentally poked it, and it was like a like when you poke a water balloon, how it like squirts out, it's just shooting across the room. Like he's like, oh,
and it hits the next person in
can
the emergency
somebody
room.
Get a patch in here?
Right, right. Dude, that's, you know, so people gross. Are so stupid nowadays. You could probably, like, bottle that shit and sell it for an energy drink.
Oh.
You know, Red Balls or something. Red Balls gives you herpes. Red Balls gives you children.
Except if it's from Africa.
Right. Then it gives you AIDS.
That's the special blend.
That's the it'll kill you blend.
Right. I remember when I was a kid and I learned that there was like some kind of fly, some species of fly that would kill you if it bit you in Africa. I was like, Mommy, I'm never going there. That like deterred me from the entire continent. I was just like, no, killer flies, I'm done.
Yeah, because what are you going to do to stop a fly? Like, you know?
That's like them trying to stop the mosquitoes here in Florida.
Yeah.
Not happening.
You'd have to have like some electrical like fly swatter with rocket launchers and barbed wire all over it or some shit.
No, you'd have to wear it.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be walking around.
You'd have to have like surface to air missiles, tiny surface to air missiles.
That would be awesome.
All over your body.
It'd be like that game on Atari. What was it?
Missile Command.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're shooting
like poisonous flies that kill you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was a good sound effect right here. That was good.
Which one? I'm getting pretty good at my sound effects, Ryan. Ooh,
fancy.
Yeah, you should see how he is in bed.
Oh. Oh.
Is it all...
No, it's like honey, do it.
It's
like
more
the,
like,
do it like the... Do it like the owl. Locomotive. Oh, okay.
I can.
Yeah, I have I think I can. I have a train fetish, everybody.
Ooh.
Thomas.
I like Thomas and his tank engine.
Conductor's hat.
Yeah. Do you wear a conductor's hat with today. The striped suspenders?
Looks like the train.
No, he has one huge ball, so he has a striped cock ring that goes around his neck.
You know, I was actually thinking of donating one of my testicles because ASU.
I was thinking about that too. You were telling
me
about it. Like
ASU over
money?
Here, it was like $100,000
for one
ball.
Testicle.
And you know, it still works.
$100,000 for
$100,000?
Yeah, they needed them for research. They were trying to do some kind of test tube baby thing, and they needed like several samples of different kinds of people. So all you have to do is go down there.
Your shit in case you need to have like some kids.
Well, you can still do it with one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can still.
Oh, I'm sure I could.
Yeah. Like the only reason.
What if you only have one testicle? Like. It's the size
don't
of a cantaloupe.
Don't they put, like, a prosthetic or something like that?
No. There? You had to pay to get that done, right, Herb?
What do you mean?
If you wanted the prosthetic put in, you had to pay for that, right?
Well, wait, prosthetic what?
Ball.
Testicle.
You don't need a prosthetic testicle.
No, that I...
We're saying
I, no,
if you're
I,
vain and you have to have two balls.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Oh, well, I guess you could stick, like, a mothball in there. Or a gobstopper.
No, one of those bouncy balls that you get out of the quarter machine.
No, dude. No. I'd have to go and find Johnny Depp and ask him for an everlasting gobstopper, because then it wouldn't go away.
Ooh,
but it would taste good.
If somebody's licking your balls, it would taste really
exactly.
Good.
Exactly. It'd be like
schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
The herb testicle tastes like grape.
I would hope the herb testicle would taste like marijuana.
Oh shit! No, it tastes like hemp. Like those, like that hemp, hemp chapstick
yeah,
they sell at the record
hemp
stores.
Get you high?
No, it's just kind of like the plants.
I want to be able to lick a ball and get high.
I think,
baby, I can get you high.
I'm fine with just smoking. I think I'll be cool with that.
What if they came out with this thing where you can lick a vagina and you get high, like you were off pot, like you're on drugs?
Like they had one of those breath strips in there from Crest.
You still smoke?
Yeah,
because you know, sometimes the fish and the marijuana doesn't mix.
Yeah. Dude, I wasn't even like. I was actually considering it, but I wasn't even scared about losing a ball. I was scared that they would fuck up the procedure and I'd lose both balls or I'd lose my cock or something.
That's,
you know, like they oops, scalpel in the pelvis.
You can't afford to lose your cock. That's a signature.
No, that,
that's
I probably have to kill myself.
That's why people from Texas like the show.
Ryan's like, I don't know what you're talking about because I don't listen to the fucking shows.
Yeah, they can call me LLHD. Ladies love Herb's dick. There we go.
What about
that can be my new name?
MLHD.
Men love Herb's dick. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but ladies can like it too.
How about RLHD?
Ooh.
Ryan loves curves.
I was thinking more Ricky, but that's cool, man.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could have used that name, too.
Speaking of dick, there's this guy who raps, who's really good, who raps about his dick and how it's like Jesus. And he's a really good rapper.
So many people sing.
People should check him out. I want to plug him.
What's his name?
Mickey Avalon.
I've never heard of him. Is he white, black?
I think he's white. He's like
white rapper. What?
Yes, he's he's funny though.
Ryan, I know you're looking at my black pussy, but stop.
Oh.
Is he on MySpace or what?
Actually, I don't know. Just find
him. He's straight out of the Polk County.
I'm pretty
jail.
Sure he's on MySpace. I'm almost positive he's on MySpace. It's weird because he looks real emo, but like you wouldn't expect.
He's
him
an emo
just
rapper.
Heard him first, like he looked really emo, but like.
The big G.
His voice doesn't match up to like what he looks like at all. It's weird. It's really weird.
People like that are kind of weird.
What's his name again?
Mickey Avalon.
Okay, Mickey Avalon. We're like advertising for you, so if you get paid some mega bucks, you better remember us.
Yeah.
You better start rapping about foul monkeys.
That'd be awesome.
I think he's in that Tom on MySpace.
Somebody's getting a phone call. Eight.
It's probably me. You know how hoses are. Calling.
No, it's probably your beard first, dude.
Yeah, oh, my beard.
Tom's like, hey, man, I'm sorry, guys. You know, I try to get the pictures up. You know, you just got to wait a little. Oh, shit. There's a beard profile. I'm adding this right away. It's in my top four.
No, you should do your right side of your beard and your beard and your left side of the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in center.
And then
just the mustache.
So it'll be
and then you put it all together.
Top eight will just be the
your picture of your beard. It's like a mosaic.
My beard composite.
Oh, I got one more thing to say before we leave.
What's that?
Or not? Ooh. I got, but I have.
I got one more thing to say.
I got one more thing to say. Ray, you remember Ray? He wanted us to advertise his bear event.
Ray.
Well, I can't remember the dates, but we need to do like an advertisement for him sometime soon.
For Bear Watch?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't know.
Dude, yeah, it's Bear Watch. You can't forget this.
Well, we have to do an advertisement, like a commercial for him.
Well, we will.
So, Ryan, do you want to be a part of the Bear commercial?
I can help if you need me to.
All right, he can just be
like our guest speaker guy. He can just be like the, hey, like, man, straight guys think it's cool too, you know?
Whoa!
Yeah.
I like chicks, but I also
big
Bear
fat
Watch?
Hairy man with dicks.
Bear Watch, yeah.
Where's the poppers, man?
Where's the food? Where's the booze? And where's the dick?
Where's the chicks?
and then we had to have like the little record scratch, like party interrupt, you know? Like, whoa, what'd you say?
Wait, you guys aren't just here to watch bears and do chicks?
You're not here to watch the Chicago Bears?
What are the chicks getting here?
It's like that
We'll just get him drunk. It's okay.
It's like that movie, The European Vacation. What was that?
Euro Trip?
Yeah, Euro Trip, when they're all down at the beach.
Vonda sex. Yeah.
A bunch of other, like...
Old, nasty men.
Old, naked guys looking for chicks.
That was gross.
Yep.
Were they looking for... Yeah, they were looking for... No, wasn't it gay beach?
I think that's where they eventually.
Yeah, and they didn't read it right because it was in a different language.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some shit. And then they went to that fucking town that looked like the Holocaust hit it like 3 years ago. It was like, damn, man.
Jews is not.
It must have been that skinny black girl with her monster truck.
Shit.
What the hell is this? I drove so far today. I don't even know where I'm at, man. I crossed some big ocean or some shit. There's some foreign people. I'm running over that shit, man. He's trying to rob me.
Cross the damn Bering Strait.
Okay, we have to go for real.
Word.
For real, real?
Yeah, for real, real. It's like, we're on 58 minutes.
Damn.
That's like a record almost.
Yeah.
Yep.
We should sell it for $12 a piece.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my god.
$12.99.
No, it would be illegally downloaded somewhere.
Yeah, if you could hook me up with like a dollar.
A dollar.
Only
if
three easy payments.
$12, I just want like a dollar.
You
want
to? Okay, I guess we can give you a dollar.
Okay.
We can PayPal him.
Yeah, we'll PayPal you.
This is recorded.
But we can edit.
See my attorney.
We
for
can
more
make you
details.
Say anything we want you to say.
You can have all my dollars, Ricky. I want to do this for free to make you rich and famous and forget all about me and my beard.
And yes, this is a contractual obligation.
And your cantaloupe testicle?
Yeah. I want to get my testicle resized to the size of a cantaloupe. So I can slam it down on the table when we end the show.
Who do you sound like? Wait, who are you trying to sound like?
I'm just making a funny voice.
Well, you know who you do sound like? You sound like Towley.
I have no idea what's going on.
He's like, want to get high?
Yeah, man, I know the code. I know the code to Funky Town.
Yeah. All right, bitches. Episode 76. We're out of here.
I tell everyone to go. We got to do the ending.
Yeah, I'm not done yet. Go.
Damn, that's ghetto. I'm not doing it.
Go.
Ryan, would you like to try to attempt to end the show?
I don't know any of the stuff, but come visit us at foulmonkeys.com.
Uh-huh. Email or us at.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes, or give us a call at.
I don't know any of those numbers.
Dude, you're the only one that knows.
984-FOUL.
Right. Or check out the MySpace page and give us a comment on our nifty little comment box thingy.
We also have the Frapper map back up.
Yeah, and so if you want to add us, you know, all the dots will be in Texas, but if you feel like adding us and pretending you're from a different state, that'd be cool too.
We'll like say your name.
It'll make us look more widespread, you know.
We'll say your name and stuff on the next show and junk.
Yeah, we just got a new listener in where is he at? He's in
like Kansas or somewhere like that.
Oh no. Where is
Nebraska.
He at? Nebraska. Omaha. His name is Royal. He's a cool guy. He's gonna start his own podcast, I'm thinking.
Royal.
But yeah, I really like that
Royal
name.
Crown.
People from Omaha don't have accents.
Crown Royal. That was totally stupid.
Crown Royal. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Yeah, man. Remember those billboards? It was like, Papa's got a brand new bag. Yeah, of like alcoholism. Shit. That's what I thought when I saw those when I was a kid. I was like, what? Looks I'm like what is that? My dad's like, oh, that's booze.
Papa's got a new bag. Get the belt.
Papa's got a brand new switch.
Looks like there'll be some crying and tears tonight.
Crying and tears. Yeah.
It's awful because my dad used to beat me because he was an alcoholic.
Oh. And automobile collisions.
It's bringing back memories. One time he got so drunk, he put like all the tires from his car. He took them off and set them on fire in our yard.
Whoa, cool.
Oh, I was like, what, you strapped?
Not so cool when the fire department comes out and he's arrested and I'm at the bus stop the next day and people are going, what the fuck happened at your house, man?
Ain't that Ricky's pappy?
I'm like... That's my dad. He's a big old redneck, and dang, he just got y'all. Real drunk.
Dang.
See, what I thought you were going to say is, I thought you were going to be like, yeah, he got real drunk, and he strapped me to four tires and burned the shit out of me. I was like, whoa, what? Whoa!
I recovered real good.
I was like sick. Kind
of X-Man.
It was just a flesh wound.
I was on Heroes.
I was in a high-speed automobile collision, and I was just fine.
Because I called 1-800-ACT-GARY.
Axe-ger.
It's because I call Geico for my money. All right. So we're out of here. Everybody have a good night. Everybody, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling,
even though calling in. Thank you, Ryan. Are you going to be on the show anytime soon?
If you remind me,
because you feel special with the new mics, right?
Yeah, these are fancy as hell. These are so classy.
They match your beard, man. They go right with it.
Not so much.
Hey, man.
Kiss the beard. Hey. Let the beard kiss the microphone. Rub it. Make love.
Can,
there you go.
Can it be heard? Probably.
Can it be heard? Can my beard be heard?
Can you hear it? Did you hear
it? Heard it? Did you hear it? I barely heard it.
I didn't hear it at all.
I barely beard it.
I didn't
hear
the beard.
All right.
Later. See you later, people.
Word out.
Bye. Let me turn this off.